USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida went ashore Sunday as one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States. The fifth largest ever. It knocked out power to all of New Orleans, blowing roofs off buildings, and at times reversed the flow of the Mississippi River. The International Atomic Energy Agency is reporting evidence has emerged that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium in a development called Deeply Troubling. The reactor in question is located in the city of Yongbyon, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Pyongyang. A SpaceX shipment of ants, avocados, brine shrimp, and plants rocketed towards the International Space Station on Sunday. The Dragon is carrying more than 4,800 pounds of supplies for the space station's seven astronauts. It was the second launch attempt, as Saturday's try was foiled by bad weather. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A survey shows an overwhelming number of Americans want the United States to stay in Afghanistan to make sure all of our people get out. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all of those Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country. Far fewer respondents approved of President Biden's handling of the overall situation in Afghanistan. Only 38% said they approved of how the withdrawal was being handled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden has declared a major disaster as Ida continues to flood parts of Louisiana and Mississippi, leaving more than 1 million customers across the region without power. Ida was a Category 4 hurricane with top sustained winds of 150 miles per hour when it made contact with Louisiana on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The former president of the Screen Actors Guild and Mary Tyler Moore's TV boss has died of natural causes over the weekend in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. Jeremy Scott reports.
The family of Ed Asner announcing his death on Twitter Sunday. Asner, known best as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Perhaps no scene more iconic than when he interviews Moore, who plays Mary Richards, for a possible job at the television station he manages.
You know what? You got spunk.
I hate spunk. Asner won 7 Emmy Awards, 5 for his work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He died at 91. No cause of death has been given. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Gasoline prices have come down slightly. John Clemens reports.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lundberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.